Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the first dark minisode of season 18. I hope you all enjoyed the new Dark Realms on Monday. It's a different way of me exploring the paranormal and not just focusing on experiences. Not that we won't cover them, of course. But your Wednesday dark minisode will always be listener-submitted experiences. And yes, we debated toying with the title of the show, but it is what it is. It's a dark minisode. As we enter the festive weeks, a quick reminder to anyone looking for their final gift, you can now gift a Patreon subscription to the person of your choice as a gift. So, if you're listening to this as a reluctant listener in a car, and your driver is a fan of the show, hint hint, maybe pop over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now, let's get into today's dark minisode. Greetings, Kev. First of all, I want to express my gratitude to you for all of your efforts in creating this podcast, and to the listeners for sharing their personal stories with the world. I've been listening for a long time, and after giving it some serious thought and listening/re-listening again, I've decided to share my experience, which, in reality, is a lifetime of experiences, because they're still happening today. I've always struggled with language because of my autism, ADHD, and dyslexia. But I'm going to do my very best, and I apologise for any mess in my writing or storytelling. I give Kev full rein on making my story make sense without altering the experiences that I've endured, lol. This is Kev speaking now. I just need to reiterate, no one who ever contacts this show needs to apologise for their grammar or how they type. We all type in probably not the best English. Probably the sentence I've just said is not the best English. The important thing is, you are understood. Language is like that. And as long as you're understood, your language worked fine. So, we will continue. Hello, my name is Eli. I was raised on Turtle Island, in a remote place near the northernmost part of the Arctic Forest. Despite my name, I'm a woman, 30 years old, and even though I grew up in a fairly strict Christian household, I identify as a pagan and a light witch. I always felt different growing up. I was the oddball, the outsider, and the person everyone tried to stay away from as if I had the plague. I've always felt like trash. But it turns out Ty was just gifted. A curse that existed from the moment of my birth. As a medium, I have the ability to see, smell, hear, taste, and sense whatever the spirit desires. Usually, this involves their passing, which, yes, it's as terrifying and disgusting as it sounds. Earlier, I mentioned curse, and on some level, I believe I am cursed. When I was born, the nightmare began, and it was one that you can't wake from. When I was just 2 months old, I was almost murdered while slumbering in my father's arms by my very own mother. Just as my mum raised the butcher knife above her head, my grandmum walked in and yelled, "No, stop!" My grandmum leapt in front of my mum and hurriedly picked me up in her arms, telling my mum, "She's coming to stay with us." And she left. I don't know how my grandmother knew something was up, but she did. I guess it could be some form of mother's intuition. My grandparents had a licensed foster home and served as foster parents. They took care of me until I was about 6 years old, and they were very loving, and I was very connected with my grandpa especially. We used to live off the land, gathering firewood, berries, vegetables, and hunt our own food. We'd get water from the creeks and the ravines, and we lived in a cabin in the woods. Yes, it sounds corny, but that's the reality, nonetheless. There were little paranormal experiences that happened whilst at my grandparents. They took care of me, and there was nothing to take note of. There was the usual scratching, maybe shadowy figures, whispers, etc. But I put it all down to being in the woods. There was something unusual that happened there, where screaming and scratching came from beneath the floorboards. My brother, uncles, grandparents, and my foster sibling all heard it too, so it wasn't just me. When my grandpa noticed how terrified I was, he grabbed his gun and went outside to try and scare whatever it was. But there was nothing there. Regretfully, my grandfather wanted to move away after he retired. Therefore, it was time for me to return to live with my parents. Surprise, surprise! My mother objected to my grandparents' desire to take me with them, with my mum screaming over my dead effing body, and grabbed me with such force I started hyperventilating. Do I know why my mum did it? No. Only speculation that she wouldn't have anyone to mistreat. But since I didn't know anything when I was six, I assumed my grandparents didn't like me and wanted me to suffer. Even though I now know that wasn't the truth. In 2015, I discovered that my mother had concealed the fact that my grandparents had never given up on me. They fought hard for me to be in their care, but Mum was very good at manipulation. Since moving back in with my parents, there was undoubtedly an increase in paranormal activity. Strong negative energy can often create residual energy, or even feed into the paranormal. Things began mildly, and then worsened. When I was seven, I received a Christmas doll named Amazing Ali. That was rather sophisticated for its day. She was engaging. You could have a tea party with her. And when she spoke, her mouth and eyes moved. I'm your best friend, and I totally know you. I can think, I remember, I play games, and I tell stories. This was the first thing she would say when you powered her on. She was the first doll ever made with memory, adventure, and expanding knowledge. She came with these devices that looked like cassette tapes that you could put on her back to go on various adventures. She was my all-time favorite toy. That's until her batteries ran out and we didn't have any replacement ones. She was my friend, but ended up being thrown into my closet. I was sleeping one night when I was awoken by a noise. I thought it was one of my animals, so I rolled over and tried to go back to sleep. But then I heard it again. It was Amazing Allie. I assumed she must have gotten one last bit of juice from her batteries. So I dug her out of the closet and I took the batteries out, placed them on the bedside table, put her back in the closet and climbed back to bed. At 2:33 again, I got woke up by the same sounds. Only this time, I froze. I froze because I knew I took the batteries out. But I second-guessed myself. Maybe I didn't. So I slowly rolled over, and glancing at my table, there were the batteries that I had previously taken out of Amazing Allie. I slowly got up, crept over to my closet, my heart in my throat. I was shaking because I was so scared, but I don't know what prompted me to check, but I did. I opened my closet door, and she was talking. Despite being batteryless, her mouth was moving, she was blinking and doing everything she would, had she had batteries in. Let's take a quick break in proceedings to talk to you about somebody I've mentioned to you many times before, and that's Acorns. A new year, of course, brings new resolutions. Now, if my body could take itself to the gym, I would be sorted, but it can't do that. However, in regards to your financial situation, Acorns allows you to do that. Not take you to the gym, of course. But if in 2025, giving your money the best chance to grow is one of your resolutions, then choosing Acorns as an investment app is one of the smartest moves you'll make, in my opinion. Acorns will do the taking you to the gym, so to speak. You can set up an automatic withdrawal from your account to your Acorns account. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns allows you to invest with the spare money you have right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. We are so proud to be once again sponsored by Acorns for this episode because Acorns make it so easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. I love working with Acorns because they take things like investments, which we all believe are for other people, and they simplify them and give you all the support you need. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. Let's have a quick break to ask you a personal question. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. You would not believe the amount of things that can mess with our hormones. Even nature likes to put us through hormonal changes, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you're meant to suffer through it. And the good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony sells every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their over 30,000 plus reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As I began reaching into my closet to grab her, I felt something cold behind me. It gave me goosebumps. Then all of a sudden, I heard something say my name right in my ear.
Eli.
I heard footsteps behind me, so I thought it must have been my sister. So I looked, and no one was there. Grabbing Ali by her foot, I ran as fast as I could out of my room and down two sets of stairs, all the while the footsteps chased after me. I stood atop the basement stairs and I threw Ali as hard as I could, and I heard a loud bang as she landed. And then something blew past me. It was cold, very cold. I felt my hair move in the wind. It was that strong. And at that moment, everything stopped. It was silent. A little too silent. Over the next few years, there wasn't activity to that extent, but there was still activity, nonetheless. Every night, I would wake up at 3:15 a.m. to footsteps walking in to my room. But nothing and no one would ever be there. I couldn't even explain it, which was even worse. One night, when I was 10 years old, I was in my living room during the evening, and I heard a bowl get thrown across the kitchen. I called out to my cat, Bullet, and said, "What did you do?" as I was walking into the kitchen. But the cat wasn't in the kitchen. Perturbed, I went to go and pick up the shattered bowl. But as I did, I looked up at the curio cabinet, and I saw it. It was an elderly man, his eyes sunken. He had this dark aura to him. He was surrounded by a black smoke, almost haze. I immediately spun round to see if he was stood behind me, but there was nothing. I looked back at the cabinet, and there he was again. Smiling a very evil grin. At this point, I just didn't know what to do. I was home alone, and this thing was now deciding to show itself to me. But with just a blink of an eye, he was gone without a trace. Then, things started to get increasingly worse. I tried talking to my parents, and they would say, "It's just your mind playing tricks on you." Or, "You've got such an overactive imagination." My parents even took me to a shrink because they thought I was making so many things up. I wasn't imagining anything or making anything up. But despite my best attempts to get them to believe everything I was saying was actually the truth, they wouldn't hear it. So I began keeping everything to myself. When I was 13, the activity increased. I would sit in my basement on my computer every day after school and play games whilst listening to music. I was doing what I usually do after school, and I heard him say my name. So I paused my music and I listened intently. but I didn't hear anything again. Until I heard it again. So I shouted, "Yeah?" Just in case it was my parents who were yelling to me and I'd made out it was someone else, but nothing. I continued on my computer and I heard it again. This time it was in my ear and it screeched.
Eli!
I jumped immediately and I felt every part of my being will leave my body. I just sat there, frozen, trying to calculate my next move, but I couldn't think over the sound of my beating heart in my ears. I then heard a very deep, low growl, accompanied by deep breathing in my ear. I jumped up and started to run for my life, literally, when I heard my name again in a deep, brash growl.
Eli.
I ran upstairs, but no one was there. I was surrounded by this thing and it just kept repeating my name. I grabbed the home line and made a beeline for my sister's room, being chased by footsteps. I ran into my sister's room and I slammed the door, hiding in her closet. Then the banging on the door started so hard I thought it would come off its hinges. I dialed my parents and they picked up, thank God. I was too panicked to speak. Any words that came out were just sobs and hyperventilation. My dad tried to piece apart the tiny bits of information I was saying, but he couldn't, so he just told me to take deep breaths and calm down. They were almost home. He stayed on the phone until they pulled into the driveway, and as soon as I heard the truck, the pounding on the door stopped. I jumped to my feet and ran right out of the front door, trying to explain to my parents what had happened. My mum just started laughing at my hysteria. But Dad believed me. Finally, he believed me. Someone believed me. It felt like a weight had been lifted to hear him say, "I believe you. We're going to get to the bottom of this." He scanned the property and found nothing but a broken vase in that curio cabinet where I'd originally saw the old man. Of course, Mum was furious because she thought I broke the vase. But my dad said he didn't believe it could have been me. My dad always had an open mind. Yes, he's a skeptic, but he still believes there are things out there that are unexplainable. But I think everyone's skepticism took a knock when the man I had been seeing and was being tormented by for years decided to make his presence be known. One Christmas Eve, my parents were hosting our friends and family. They would always go all out on Christmas Eve, cooking a grand meal, homemade slush, baked cookies, cakes, etc. Whilst everyone was sitting down, eating their meals, there was a loud bang, and everyone went silent, dead silent. When I looked, there was a bottle of wine thrown from the very top of that same curio cabinet. Everyone around the table was in shock when I raised my hand, pointed at that same cabinet, and they all witnessed the fine china moving. As they looked up from the turkey platter, everyone around that table was in shock when I pointed out the china in the curio cabinet was moving. As everyone was focused on the curio cabinet, the turkey platter that had been in the family for generations smashed on the dinner table. And I mean, it exploded out of nowhere. Zero explanation. That was enough for our guests to leave early, leaving all their belongings behind, saying they'd come and get them another day. My mum pleaded with them, trying to convince them to stay. But they wanted none of this and they all left. And me, being the kid I was, sobbed and said, "Now do you believe me?" My mother turned to me and said, "Room, now." That night, as I was sleeping apparently, I'd been sleepwalking according to Mum. I'd woke up, walked down the stairs to the kitchen, grabbed a knife, walked out of the front whilst my mum was watching me, yelling out my name as I was stepping out the front step, and I woke up saying the cat was crying. I don't know what was going to happen when my mum told me this. It still terrifies me almost 18 years later. I hate to end on this type of note, but if anyone wants to hear any more, then please say. There is a part two. This is just a small tidbit of everything that's happened to me to this day. I do look forward to writing more and telling more of my experience. I hope this makes sense and is cohesive, and I apologize in advance if not. Hopefully, this will resonate with at least someone. Please take care, and as always, remember to leave some of your disbelief at the door. Well, thank you so much to our anonymous submitter for this week's minisode, our first minisode of season 18, and I think on behalf of everyone, I would like to hear more, most definitely. So please do take the time to type that up and send it across to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And that goes for anyone who has any length of paranormal experience. We will always find a home for it and ears to listen to it. Arguably, the only thing worse than experiencing something paranormal itself that terrifies you is not being believed and therefore not receiving the support. So I agree with our submitter. Hopefully, this did resonate with somebody out there who has been told it's all in your head, you've made things up, you have an overactive imagination. And although I believe none of this experience is an overactive imagination, especially when witnessed by the entire Christmas guests, I would say I would sooner have an overactive imagination than no imagination at all. But on that, I will leave you, and I will speak to you all again on Friday for episode 2 of season 18 of The Dark Paranormal. And until then, take care.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.